While studying for her senior exams, Megan received a call from a woman who claimed to be with a long-distance company and needed to verify information in order to prevent anyone else from using Megan's calling card.
I'm Shirley Rooker for the Federal Trade Commission.
The woman asked for Megan's Social Security number, which Megan gave her. Then she was asked to verify her phone number and address, and the caller wanted Megan's mother's maiden name. The next request was for the number of Megan's bank account. Well, fortunately, Megan doesn't have a bank account. When her mother arrived home and learned what had happened, she immediately contacted Call for Action. Our concern was that Megan was being set up for identity theft and that someone would apply for credit cards or other loans using Megan's name and personal data. We recommended that the mother obtain copies of Megan's credit report from the three major credit bureaus and that over the next 6 months, get these reports several times to make sure no one was applying for credit in Megan's name. Also, we reported the incident to federal authorities, a lesson for parents: make certain your children know to keep personal data confidential.
I'm Shirley Rooker, director of WTOP Radio's Call for Action for the Federal Trade Commission.